More now on yesterday's plane crash over the Hudson River. 9 people died when a small plane collided with a tour helicopter. Crews worked today to recover bodies and parts from the wreckage. Atlantic Magazine correspondent James Fallows is a pilot and has navigated that airspace. He wrote about what it's like to fly the corridor between New York and New Jersey on his blog, and James Fallows joins me on the line. Welcome.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
James, how much traffic is there in this airspace? How many other small planes or aircraft would you typically see around you?
Well, it varies tremendously on time of day and time of year and weather, but on a nice summer weekend like this, there could be, you know, a couple dozen planes in the corridor at any one time. And the reason that it is as heavily trafficked as it is the way it's both interesting for many people from a sightseeing point of view, but also it's a main sort of north-south way to get past the city, and if you're headed either from the D.C. area towards Boston or vice versa.
Now, you have 3 major airports in this area, Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia. Do air traffic controllers at those airports assist pilots of small aircraft flying through this corridor?
They don't, and that's the whole reason for having this kind of corridor. In most of this area, you have to stay below 1,100 feet, which is pretty low for an airplane, because above that, you get very quickly into the so-called Class B or Class Bravo airspace, where all the airliners coming in to the big airports travel. And the controllers are so busy trying to parcel out the traffic to these 3 airports. If you were going to have all the planes in the area being under that kind of active control, you'd need a couple times more controllers than there are now. So it's seen by most of the controllers as a service to them to have a way for the small plane traffic just to steer itself past the city.
James, I think a lot of people who are not pilots like you would be surprised to learn that air traffic controllers don't control the traffic, that it's basically self-regulated.
I think there is this picture in most people's minds that the only thing keeping airplanes from hitting each other is the air traffic controller telling them, you know, where they have to go at different times. And certainly when it's cloudy conditions, so-called instrument meteorological conditions, where the planes can't see, that is the case. But most of the time, the planes are like automobile traffic on the road, you know, where the drivers, the pilots are keeping out of the way of other traffic, with a difference that automobile traffic is much more densely packed together than is the case for most airplane traffic. And indeed, the time when it's riskiest is something like this latest crash, where you have an airplane and a helicopter interacting, because airplanes fly in sort of a predictable way and helicopters don't. And so that is, I guess, in its essence, the most dangerous sort of cross traffic.
When you've flown through that corridor, do you get a little nervous?
You certainly are alert, and there are rules of the road that pilots are supposed to follow. Everybody listens to one radio frequency, and they're supposed to talk to each other like a CB. Planes going north are supposed to stay on the east side, essentially the right side of the river. Planes going south are on the other side. You're supposed to be at certain altitudes.
How do you keep track of all that?
Everything about flying airplanes involves being aware of the procedures and where you're supposed to be and not. And the actual navigating through there is in all ways easier than driving on a narrow 2-lane road, because you just see where you're going and you go there.
So was this sort of a freak accident?
I think it was not a freak in the sense that this is a very, very densely trafficked area. So if this was going to happen someplace, it would make sense it was here. But a freak in the sense that there was a combination of blind spots for both the helicopter and the airplane. Helicopters can't see behind them. Airplanes can't see under their own wings. And for some reason, which we don't know yet, a helicopter and airplane being in the wrong place at the same time. And that's what somebody will try to explain.
Should we, you know, consider new sort of procedures to govern small aircraft flying over the Hudson?
Well, I think Mayor Bloomberg, who is an experienced pilot himself and also, of course, represents the city, was saying that this, of course, is a terrible tragedy for the families involved on all sides, the Italians and then the Americans who were affected here.
These were Italian tourists who were on the helicopter.
Yes, who had no idea they'd be subject to this kind of risk. So it's a tragedy that needs to be investigated. But I think the mayor had the attitude that one would have about other kinds of mishaps that happen in every aspect of life. It should be studied carefully and then over some time, as opposed to in a panicked way, see whether there is some systematic risk there to be addressed.
James Fallows is a correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly and sometime pilot of small planes. James Fallows, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.